What is it that got you into photography?
I was always interested in photography and surrounded by it in many ways since I was a kid. My mother was a great amateur photographer. My father wrote about photography. But for me, when I really started taking pictures was in my early 20s after a really good friend of mine died in a car accident. It made me realize that there wasn't an endless amount of time to make a dream happen, that I had to act on it. But it also made me really want to capture the moments, because I recognized then, too, that things move by so quickly that if you don't act to capture them in a photograph, that they're really gone forever.
So photography became a very personal endeavor for you.
Yeah, it's always been really personal. And gradually I became a professional, just kind of slid into it, transitioning from being a house painter into a photographer over a period of about 4 years.
Now, interesting, being a photographer and house painter in Buffalo, you find yourself as an internationally acclaimed photographer living and photographing in Kenya. How did that happen?
I began photographing here. I began exhibiting, and I'd always been curious about the world, so I started to travel. One of my trips was to Romania, where I taught kids photography and writing. That project led me to Kenya, where I taught another group of kids, this time HIV and AIDS orphaned children, photography and writing. During the course of that project, I was invited to have an exhibit. I went back to Nairobi to have an exhibit, and I stayed for 5 years working as a photojournalist.
The photographs that you have in this show, Portraits in Landscape, were these done journalistically? Were these done artistically?
All of the pictures in this exhibit at the Freudenheim Gallery are pictures that I made while on assignment. You know, I may have been hired to report on what's going on in a medical clinic, and while I was doing that work, spending time in communities and looking over my shoulder. And so they're really personal pictures in that way, not the pictures that I would deliver for the assignment, but the pictures that interest me.
Some of the photos are so incredibly personal. There's the one photo, there's the elderly gentleman who's wrapped in a blanket in what appears to be a rather stark background of a nearly empty room other than himself, and he appears ill. It just seems like such an intimate moment for him. How does that sort of personal moment affect you as the photographer?
For the photograph that you're describing, I'm in South Sudan and I'm in a medical clinic. The elderly man that I was photographing was, in fact, sick, passing time. The photograph itself is a moment. It's a split second of an interaction that we were having. Part of what happens when you're making a picture like that is that you're really attending emotionally to what somebody's going through, trying to put yourself in their position, and then for me, trying to find that second that describes the feeling that I'm in the presence of.
The name of the show, Portraits in Landscape, appears to refer to the individuals, the people that are in these photographs, but yet the landscape is so important to these photographs. They're in their place. Which to you is most important? Is it the people? Is it the landscape?
To me, it's always the people. The people are always the most important thing. I mean, we all live our lives in a context. We all live our lives in our landscape or our cityscape. So they're interlinked, but to me what I'm most interested in is the human experience.
What brought all of these photos together in this show?
What really ties the work together for me is that they're portraits of people, but how do you stretch the definition of portrait in a photograph? And how do you stretch the definition of a landscape in a photograph? And that's kind of what I'm trying to do in a personal sense or an artistic sense with the images that you see here. But there's also attention given in these pictures to what it means to survive and what it means to flourish. So they're not one-dimensional pictures of people suffering. In fact, each of these pictures in its own way is a celebration of the possibility of life, despite the challenges that life presents.
Is there one that stands out to you as most affecting?
There is an image of a woman in Dadaab refugee camp who's dragging a freshly cut tree behind her. She's walking on yellow sand. She's wearing a bright red wrap, and she's walking towards the horizon, which is filled with clouds and a blue sky. And that, to me, is kind of representative of not knowing what's to come, but trudging forward despite the hardship, despite the difficulty, despite the challenges that you're facing, having a plan, making provisions, and getting down to work.
It's a great show, and it's up until the end of June. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me. It was a real pleasure.